From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us from Jamaica today is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hey, Will, I understand you're attending a friend's wedding.
That's right. I'm best man for a friend's wedding this weekend. And, so we're in Kingston, Jamaica. I'm just having a great time.
Is it nice and warm?
It is so warm. It's 80 degrees today. And when I left New York, it was under 20.
Wow. Wow. Before we begin the puzzle today, I want to mention some new words that are going to be coming up not only in a few moments in this program, but in the food world. And I want to know if you've heard of them. The first is vegan Omicron.
No, what is that?
it's an all-encompassing cookbook, given the title with kind of a tongue-in-cheek sci-fi thing, but it's all recipes vegan. How about a vegangelical?
I've never heard that before, no.
Someone who preaches the gospel of vegan?
Okay, good.
I thought you'd like to know that because after our segment, we have some chefs from the post-punk kitchen who are considering all things vegan, exotic ingredients, and easy substitutes for dairy products. These women play guitar with oven mitts, and they bake cupcakes, tiramisu cupcakes. You've never seen that on a vegan menu, no? So that's coming up. But first we play, and in order to do that, you have to remind us of the challenge that was to be solved over the past week.
Yes, it came from listener Scott Gardner of Edwardsville, Illinois. I said, take the equation 5 plus 5 plus 5 equals 550. And I said, make it true by adding a single line. And as a hint, I said the answer is not a not equals sign.
What was your answer?
Well, the answer is to convert one of the plus signs into a 4 by drawing a diagonal line from the upper left point to the leftmost point, and you get 545 plus 5 equals 550.
Wow, how elegant. That works very well. We had over 1,000 entries from people who solved the puzzle. Our randomly selected winner is John O'Donohue from Eugene, Oregon. Hi, John.
Hi, Leanne.
What do you do there in Eugene?
I'm a school counselor, a high school counselor.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Well, I've been listening 4 to 16 years. I think this is about the third time that I actually entered.
Well, you get to play on the air today, John, so please meet Will and let's play.
Hi, Will.
Hi, John. Every answer today is the name of a well-known company. Name the company from its anagram. For example, if I said coal, C-O-A-L plus A, you would say Alcoa.
Okay.
All right, number one is pale, P-A-L-E plus P as in pale, and it's the name of a computer maker.
Apple,
that's right.
Apple is right, good. Number two is scam, S-C-A-M plus Y, and it's a retail company.
Retail.
A department store.
Department store.
Macy's?
Macy's is right. Ahoy, A-H-O-Y. Plus O.
Okay.
And this is a way that you might get on the internet.
Yahoo?
Yeah.
Yahoo is it. Coons. C-O-O-N-S plus U.
Hint?
And it's a company in oil. It's a brand of gasoline.
Sunoco.
Sunoco is it. Good. Pound, P-O-U-N-D, is in the British Monetary Unit.
Okay.
Plus T is in Thomas. And we're going for chemicals here.
I'm going to say Dow, but...
Close. Good. First letter is right.
The first letter is D, is in dog. Do you know this one, Leanne?
I do. It's an East Coast company, originally in Wilmington, Delaware. DuPont.
DuPont, is it? Try this one, litho, L-I-T-H-O, as in a short for lithograph, plus N, as in Nancy. And it's the name of a major hotel chain.
Hotel chain. Hilton?
Hilton, is it. Good. How about this, metal, M-E-T-A-L, as in iron or gold, plus the letter T, as in Thomas. And it's a big company in toys and games.
Is it Mattel?
Yeah.
Mattel, is it? Good. Prize, P-R-I-Z-E, as in an award, plus F, as in Frank. And this is a major pharmaceutical company.
Sizer?
Yes.
No.
Sizer is it. Copies, C-O-P-I-E-S, as in Xerox copies, plus P, as in Peter.
This is the full name of the company, huh?
Full name of the company, and it's big in beverages, soft drinks.
In beverages.
Mm-hmm. A rival to Coca-Cola.
Right.
Oh, Pepsi. PepsiCo.
Yeah.
Co, is it? Good. How about Acost? A-C-C-O-S-T, as in you accost somebody, plus M, as in Mary. And it's a telecommunications company.
Comcast?
Mm-hmm.
Comcast, is it? Traitor, T-R-A-I-T-O-R, plus M, as in Mary. And this is another major hotel chain.
Marriott?
Marriott, is it? And here's your last one. Poor Will, P-O-O-R-W-I-L-L, plus H.
Well.
It's a maker of appliances. Large appliances.
Large appliances. Whirlpool?
Whirlpool. Nice job.
I didn't know Whirlpool was an anagram of Poor Will with an H. Poor Will, indeed, from Jamaica. Indeed. John, you were terrific.
Thank you, Leanne.
And
thank you, Will.
And we have some things for you for playing our puzzle today. You'll get the weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. Phew, a mouthful. John, what member station do you listen to?
We listen to KLCC in Eugene, Oregon.
Okay, John O'Donohue in Eugene, Oregon. Thanks for playing the puzzle with us today.
Thank you very much, Leanna. Well.
All right, Will, from the beach in Jamaica, what's the challenge we have to work on?
Yeah, take the phrase Yeshiva Center, which is a place of Jewish studies, Yeshiva Center. Rearrange these 13 letters to name a well-known movie. It has three words in its name. What is it? So again, Yeshiva Center, rearrange these 13 letters to name a well-known movie in three words. What movie is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. And that's a new address. It should make the puzzle page a lot easier to find. Once again, that's npr.org/puzzle. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, because we're going to call you if you're the winner. And you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Hey, Will, have fun. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.